I cannot imagine one single of them not having any kind of AI-based chat window open to support the daily work. Yeah, so we are so deep in already into the usage of AI in 2023-2024 that you cannot forget it anymore.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Sigma Podcasts. Sigma Podcasts after the pause for the new year. And it's a real pleasure to have Pradeep Kumar as my guest today. For the viewers, and to be totally transparent, me and Pradeep go back a long time, right, Pradeep? We were colleagues for a long time at GreenTube. And it's a pleasure, Pradeep, to have you today here on the Sigma Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me here, Trevor. It's also my pleasure. The time we spent at GreenTube was always very nice. I learned a lot from you, and I'm really happy that we can catch up again. Yeah. And thank you for inviting me for the podcast.
And thank you for accepting the invite. I mean, so me and Pradeep go back a long time. Pradeep was always involved in the IT department, security, if I'm not mistaken. And we always used to help each other. But we also sometimes used to end up most of the time at company events, ending up drinking a couple of beers together as well. So there is that friendship with Pradeep, which I really appreciate. We're still friends till this very day. Pradeep now runs his own business. You are the CTO and the co-founder of Rightway.ai. But before we discuss that, Pradeep, your background in the gaming sector, how did you get involved in the gaming sector? Was GreenTube your first step in the gaming sector?
Yes, that's true. I was working before GreenTube in the banking sector. Okay. And I got an invitation from GreenTube through one of my co-work colleagues. And basically they said, GreenTube is a startup and we want to have you there. We need structures, we need processes, we need planning, strategy. And this is how I got into GreenTube. After 10 years of banking, I experienced almost 10 years in the iGaming sector together with GreenTube. It was a great support for my career. I learned a lot, and GreenTube also gave me a lot of opportunities to grow as in the management sector and also in the IT field. So at GreenTube, I was basically in charge of the entire end-to-end IT infrastructure. Movement, be it deploying data centers worldwide or also going in the direction of hybrid cloud scenarios, new technologies. And from there, I moved on and I'm CTO at a logistics company right now. And in parallel, I founded Rightway AI, which mainly as in the pulse of the time, we want to work on data. Data is everywhere. Data is key to success nowadays. And in the analyzing phase, we found a niche on different sectors, but mainly on the iGaming sector, on how we can transform data into a very successful tool for operators and regulators.
Okay. So you founded this company. You've been working, thanks also to your background in the gaming sector. So how do you see AI? Let's start off before game. How can AI in today's world be, let's say, integrated into our society? How useful can it be? And the second part to that question, I don't know how much of a fan you are of the Terminator movies, but can they really take over? Can the machines take over?
Yeah, I think this is a very good and valid question. Has been asked to many famous people than me. But in general, see, AI is everywhere. AI was already everywhere a long time back, but it was not but people were not able to use it on a day-to-day basis. There were bigger companies who were using algorithms on, let's say, automation. It started with automation. It started with machine learning, which is the basics or the foundation for AI, right? We see it in the finance sector. We see it in the banking sector, everywhere, automobiles, e-commerce, education systems, up to in IT area, cyber security, where AI is used for cyber threat detection. HR uses AI for talent acquisitions, right?
How do they do that?
So basically, there are tools existent which can be trained on reading CVs, reading requirements, and they build pipelines for, on an HR perspective, they build pipelines because let's take Greentube, for example, or even the company I've been working for. We have tools which analyze which CVs comes in, and based on the requirements of the company, you get automatic rejection, filtering, and also up to the process of hiring, right? Which simplifies the workload for a HR person massively, because you don't need to go through the 500 CVs which come in the weekly basis for one recruitment, and you don't need to write the rejection letters and everything which is related to the HR process.
Okay. So coming back to my original question, machines taking over, do you think that's possible?
I think it's already happening. So machines.
You really think it's okay? In what sense?
Let's take the phone, right? What they have not yet taken over, but for example, the phone is giving you so many suggestions based on the way how you use the phone. Yeah.
Okay.
Not only the phone, how you use the web. So there is so much data collected on a personal basis from your end. You want to just search for a travel destination, and your phone and any kind of device which is integrated to the internet will automatically optimize what you should see. So at some point you want to see, go to Maldives, and you'll get a lot of information related to the Maldives, the people there, which flights, when it makes sense to go there, right? And actually you were just thinking about it. So it's again, getting back to, it's all about data collection. We, on a daily basis, produce data and we give data on a volunteer basis to everyone and everywhere, because it simplifies basically the usage of products and a lot of other topics. Yeah, I really don't think that people have a good understanding of when and where personal data should be given, right? And this data is the basis for machine learning models and AI on top, right? So basically, you have models which train based on algorithms, and our machines going to take over at some point. Yeah, we already have in the robotics area based on AI robot warriors, which are pretty good. We have the entire drone systems, which is replacing fireworks, right? We have.
Don't mention fireworks in Malta, but it's traditional. I think you remember those, right?
Is it forbidden?
God forbid. That's a good one, Pradeep. Okay. So AI machines, they're becoming much more involved in our day-to-day life. In gaming, how is AI? How are the machines assisting?
In this case, I think we would need to separate in segments, right? So let's see the regulatory perspective from the regulator perspective, and then also the operator perspective. So I also in the last 10 years in Greentube, we have seen a lot of products which support operators in different ways. Yeah? The one thing is anti-money laundering. AI-based systems or platforms which actually look into your transactions, which have understanding of how your system works, and gives you automated detection of what possibly could be AML threat. Yeah. lot of products out there. We have AI in infrastructure related topics, where for cybersecurity, we collect data, we use platforms to analyze data, which analyze traffic into your environment to detect threats. Yeah, you have another type of AI-based systems. I actually saw your podcast together with Golden Veil. Really enjoyed it.
Our former boss. Mine too.
Yeah. So with Eva Durschmidt. So basically, what they are doing is they have a set of models, and they go to operators and basically get data from the operators to improve the work or the load on data, right? So player retention, how can we take care that basically any kind of transaction which is happening in the system can be done more efficiently? Yeah, how can we keep the players longer in our ecosystem, and so on and so forth? So this is like the operator perspective. And there are also products which already exist with related to regulations, but it's not like one platform which offers all these services. Yeah, and on the other side, we have so many regulators. So we have been working with MGA, UKGC, SOGI for so many years. Yeah, all the audit processes.
Well, SOGI is not the actual regulator. SOGI is the technical interface, which I don't know what it does nowadays, but in our times it used to give us quite a few headaches, right?
And there are many of them worldwide. You have all the regulations in the US market. Every state has their own regulations. They actually grab data from your on-premise infrastructure there, but they don't process it in a way how it could be super efficient from a regulation perspective, be it the regulator or be it maybe also the auditor who is assigned by the regulator to do the audits, right? So we used to sit like one full week for an MGA audit, which actually gives a snapshot of the operator environment to take a decision on, is the operator doing good? Let's make a tick box and your license gets approved again for a year or 2 years, right? We are in pulse of time, so we are working with data, and what we want to create is a proactive environment. It's a platform which interacts with operators, which knows the rule sets of the regulators, and proactively give you an information of how is the operator doing, what is the current health state of the operator. Yeah, okay. This can be used by both. I would say it's very from customer segment we are looking for is pretty young operators who have the main focus on bring out the product and be strong in sales, right? They don't have the intensive knowledge, inclusive time and money to look into all the compliance topics of a startup, right?
Yeah.
And the platform should actually give them the opportunity, empower them to see things which many people in a company would be doing together.
Okay. So you are working on this front. Your background does help in order to move ahead on such a project. But if you look at how the gaming sector is evolving, I know I'm going to use a word which is often used, but how agile does one need to be to keep abreast with the technological developments, especially when, if you look at, unfortunately, the legislative developments, these are a bit slow.
Yes.
In order to keep up with what's going in technology. Technology is really fast. So how do you balance that, Pradeep? I'm not just talking about your product over here. I'm talking general. How does the law keep a bit abreast with the technology? And how can maybe AI help on that front?
Yeah. So I will start with the agile topic and then get back to the product, because this is one of the main use cases we're also focusing on. So we see a huge trend in the past, I don't know, almost 8 years with regards to agile development. We have seen from IT sector, from a software development perspective, that this is the right way to go, because the entire set of people or working in environments, you cannot run this static way of working when you want to keep up with technology in this time, right? So the companies try to adapt in a very nice way on hiring people who are top skilled, but not only for this one particular use case. They also have the possibilities to be empowered and work on different other topics. Yeah, so okay. Agile workflow is in every day-to-day business in the gaming market. Yeah, but getting back to your question, legislations are, you say they are slow, right? But they are pretty static on what they do. There are not too many changes as it happens in the technology world, which on the law side, right? How AI can support this is, at the time, the legislation, the regulations create rule sets on how the market should work. Yeah, these rule sets is presented somewhere, will be seen by new operators who will be onboarded, will be seen by existing operators who actually need to know what are the changes in laws, right? But just imagine that, for example, as you're in Malta, MGA is working on an AI-based platform, which also empowers the regulator to host their rule sets in a platform, to create rule sets in a platform. Of course, there is a lot of human interaction happening beforehand, right? But when the rule sets are in a technology-based platform, which can be defined in a way that operators can automatically consume the changes of the rule set. Mm-hmm. This is how AI can support in the future to have a nice synergy between regulator perspective and the operator themselves.
Actually, someone from our past at GreenTube texted me to ask me about something. An old colleague of ours, Thomas Kolbabek. So nice. I actually asked Thomas to maybe join next time. I'll have Thomas as a guest. But how, from your end, and also this is the final question, from how do you see AI evolving in 2024? How do you see AI integrating in the gaming sector in this next year? How do you see if there will be any growth, but if there will be growth, and how this will happen?
Yeah, there is already massive growth happening. So as I said, in the past, tools and AI processes modeling have been used by bigger companies, right? But now the entire data collection, data processing, the data model trainings, this is all very transparent. There are a lot of data scientists and specialists who are coming up or already in existent in the market. Yeah? People have a good understanding of how data can be used for automation and for learning. So supervised learning, unsupervised learning of data. What does it mean to label data? We actually are using natural language processing like ChatGPT almost on a daily basis. Yeah. So I have a huge set of employees who are in software development, and I cannot imagine one single of them not having any kind of AI-based chat window open to support the daily work. Yeah. So we are so deep in already into the usage of AI in 2023, 2024, that you cannot forget it anymore. Yeah, so you cannot say so the the evolution of AI has reached the normal human being, right? And be it an apprentice, be it a senior software developer, IT infrastructure guy or a security guy, and a CEO of a company. So everyone uses AI technologies to write things in a nicer way, to ask for things which are not that understandable in a very easy way. So it's very collaborative, it's very communicative. Yeah? AI is already strongly used in software development in the gaming sector as a supportive tool. Yeah, it's used in different infrastructure and software development processes. It's already also used in certain compliance areas. I just recall our ISO 27001 yearly catch-ups, I would say. Yes. Yeah? And what kind of tools that we actually used or needed to introduce into the company to have like basic third-party management and monitoring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there is already a lot in the market. It's evolving very fast, but everyone has the one major not concern question, I would say, what data, which data, and when. Yeah. As long as you have this, there are no limits. Yeah. And getting maybe one main point, Trevor, to as the end of the podcast, right? Yes. You asked me a main question related to Terminators and when they are taking over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Terminator 1, from the day where I don't recall her name anymore, she knew that Terminator exists. They Sarah say that
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor. So the mother. Time where Sarah Connor meets the first Terminator and her husband, right? From that date, it's 10 years. And when you get back to the movie, it's exactly now in 2024.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, at least Skynet isn't live.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pradeep. If you don't mind, I'd also like to remind the viewers of this podcast that Sigma Eurasia is coming up. Sigma Eurasia, which will be taking place between the 25th and the 27th of February. It will be taking place in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. And I urge you to visit the sigma.world website to find out more information about this awesome conference, this awesome expo, which will be taking place, as I said, between the 25th and the 27th of February this year. Thank you so much, Pradeep. I really appreciate you joining, and I wish you the best of luck for 2024.